שכח תלמודי, ותידן דור, רבי יסף וסחולו, אידן ויילי וסחולו, it still has to make sense. Even though cholo a thousand times, but what Rav Yosef said, while he was cholo, has to make sense. So, what's the pshat? So Teisa says, mipnimaom rupsu onisrim avi lifishe shaninu. Ein shilatam, lom onisrim avi. So the question is not why on Wednesday, because then the answer doesn't make sense. Why on Wednesday? Because, what is the answer? Because if the deadline is on his Sunday, so he's not lechuyev to get mezuzah. That's an answer as to why she has to get married on Wednesday. It doesn't make sense. So, ein shilatam lo v'nisu b'vi, v'im kin le'av mishana mide, el hoche perushi. V'tnima omru kalei mamai nafke mine mineo, shetiknu shenises b'vi. What's a nafke mine? In other words, strange shayla. What does that mean? That means that she has to get married on Wednesday. So Shmuel says, what other naftimin is that? Whether she gets married on Wednesday or on any other day. So one of the naftimines of the results of this tachone, that she's nisus b'vi, is that in case the deadline of the Yudveis Chedesh happens to be on his Sunday, so he's not mechuyev to give him mezuzah. Only if the deadline of the Beis Chedesh takes place on Wednesday, he becomes mechuyev to, if he doesn't marry her, and he's mechuyev to marry her, and he can marry her, in accordance with the Takonis Chachomim, so then if he doesn't marry her, so he's mechuyev to mezuzah. So there's enough to me. Ein shilatam lo menisit bevi. Yim kin lahav mishanem yidei. El hocha perushim. Nifni ma'omru. Kalima mai nafkimine shetiknu shenises davi. Umshane nafkimine lizemes tum. So of course, most Rishonim don't explain like this. Even though, I mean, the Gemara on the surface is very difficult, doesn't even make sense. But still, they refuse to explain it like this. Because why should, first of all, Pashtus HaLoshon of Dima is not what nafkimine. Dima means what is the reason for the takon. What is the reason for that? That's number one. Number two, so what kind of a question is it? What's nafkimine? Nafkimine is that it's out. That he's not allowed to get married on any other day. It's the big nafkimine. So, what do they say? It means other nafkimines. We're not talking about that. Of course, there's the din itself. But other nafkimines. Other nafkimines. All right. But all the other rishonim don't explain it that way. And all the Rishonim seem to explain it, keep shooting. So why did the Chachamim say that Psulo has to be Nisus Limovi? So the answer is, Lifishe Shoninu, Higias Mambo Nisech. Now the question is this, the Mishnah says in so many words, why the Chachamim said Psulo Nisus Limovi? In order to give an opportunity to the Baal to present his taine before he cools off, in case he finds a taine psul. So what is the shailen nima amru? No, so the pshat is as follows. The Mishneh, on its surface, appears very difficult. On one hand, the Mishneh says, psul on this is l'yemavi, that excludes any other day. Of course, Shabbos goes without saying. It excludes Friday and Thursday and Tuesday and Monday and Sunday. It says Limavi, only Wednesday. One day in the week. Wednesday not. Then it mentions the reason. Why? Why is Wednesday all right? Because in case he finds it and it's chilling, he'll be able the next morning to come to bed. But the same thing could happen if he gets married on Sunday. After all, the Mishnah itself spells out, She Pamaim Bishabes Botidin Yeshim Bayores Vyem Hasheni Uvyem Hamush. So Vyem Hasheni, they also sit in session. So as far as that time is concerned, so she could get married on Sunday just as on Wednesday. So the Mishnah should say, Psulol Nisei Vyem Ovi Shein Oy Vyem Ovi. ויאמון אל ימה חמישי, שפעמיים בשבס בו תדינים ישים ביורס, ימה שני וימה חמישי, שאם הוי עולה תיינס פסולים, הוי ממש כמו בז. ומשנה, says, פלוניס לי מבין, then it mentions it down, on account of which she should be able to get this married just as much on Sunday too. So there is a stira minei ubei in the Mishnah itself. So this is the kashya. What the Mishnah mentioned the reason very well. The Mishnah mentioned the reason, but the same reason could be good for Sunday too. Why does the Mishnah says Limavi dafke Sunday not? There's the shayla. It's a very good shayla. It's a strong shayla. So the teretz is mitnei sheshoninu higi azman v'lois eichlis mishalei. ואיכליס בתרומר, יוכל הגיע הזמן ביחוד בשבס. יימיילו לו מזיינס, לכך שונינו, פסולו ניסס ליהי מרבי. Because the reason is why the Mishnah says, in the opening sentence, פסולו ניסס ליהי מרבי. Not any other day. Not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, not Sunday. Why not Sunday? But after all, from the point of view of the time, שפעמיים בשבס, but it didn't ish ביורס, so Sunday could be just as good as Wednesday. So the answer is, even though on Monday, so the Besdin sits in session, just as it sits in session on Thursday, but there is one difference. If the deadline of the Yibbeis Chedesh, or the Yomid Yeh, occurs on Wednesday, then it's a must for him to marry. But if the deadline of Yibbeis Chedesh, Alamed Yeh, happens to be on Sunday, if he wants to marry her, he can marry her. But it's not a must. Since it's not a must, so Mele, if he says, I don't want to marry her today, I want to wait till Wednesday, a few more days. So he cannot be forced to give us support for the intervening days between Sunday and Wednesday. This is what Shmuel said. Now, it makes sense. So it makes sense. On the surface, it didn't even make sense. It does make sense, but it's difficult. It makes sense, but it's still difficult. Sometimes one says something, doesn't even make sense. This way, it makes sense, but there is a cash. Why not? Why isn't he mechuyev to give him zinus? After all, since, and all the Rishonim explain it well, actually Teisves is a yochid. All the Rishonim explain it that way. Or in a similar way, the Rosh doesn't explain it that way, but in a similar way. But not in the way Teisves explained it. This. It's all the Rishonim. So why did Shmuel say that even though on Sunday, if he is allowed to marry her, on Monday, on Tuesday, on Thursday, on Friday, even if they both want to get married, they're not allowed. Because it's a Nisa Gomor, it's a Rabono, because of time is so. But on Sunday, if she and he decide to get married, they're allowed. That's how the Rishonim explain it. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran. They explain it that way. The Mir, if they both decide to get married on a Sunday, they're allowed. But there is one difference. In the case of Wednesday, if he doesn't want to marry her, so he's forced to give her support. And Sunday, if he and she decide to get married, fine, then there are no problems, of course. But he refuses, if he doesn't marry her, so then he cannot be forced to support her. So the question is, why? That's the question. Why can't he be forced? Why is it different? If he's allowed, Bishleime on Monday, he doesn't want to marry her, he's not allowed, so he's a nonus, it's a konis hachomi. But on Sunday, he's not a nonus, it's a konis hachomi. So why can't he be forced? So it makes sense, but the question is, what? So what do we have to say? that even in the Hava Mineh of Rav Yosef, before, while he was hollow, so he didn't remember, everything before he recovered from the sickness. So he didn't remember everything, but everything that he said made good sense. So he felt, even though when he said it originally, when he heard it originally, when he said it in the name of Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, while he was still sick of this, so he did not remember the price of shock. He remembered everything else. But the price of shock, which is the first price in the Sefer Yisrael, he didn't remember. Can you blame him? I mean, that when he was sick, so he didn't remember a single price. Can you blame him? So he didn't remember that price. But even though he did not remember that price of Shogdu, the first price in the first period in the Deceptive Sudes, but he remembered everything else. And he was a big lump nevertheless, even though he forgot for a moment the first price in the Deceptive Sudes. So, Misvaras Hatzmei, he felt that there is a difference between Wednesday and something. If he knew the Braise of Shogun, so then, of course, there's a difference. Because on Wednesday, so you're allowed to get married, and you are mechuyev to get married. And if you don't get married, if you don't marry her on Wednesday, so you're not an onus. But on Sunday, if he and she wants to have the chuppah, they can have it. But he cannot be forced to give his anus. He is not mechuyev to get married. There is no isa. If there is no isa, why isn't he mechuyev? So apparently, even Rav Yosef, while he was hollow, he didn't know the lashon of the price and the seftah. But Rav Yosef knew that there is mechalapochas in mitzvah kiyumis of making a big sudeh at the wedding. Why, what, and what concept is the price in the seftah of shogdu based? Upon the concept that there is a mitzvah to make a big wedding. A big wedding. You see, I mean, many Hasidic families make a wedding, they spend thousands and thousands of dollars, all right, they overdo it. But everything that is overdone has a basis, otherwise you wouldn't be able to overdo it. So that's the basis. So it's a mitzvah. Now, the price of Shogdu says that there is a mitzvah. What? According to the price of Shogdu, so it's a mitzvah for you. Now, let's see the lashon in the price. There's the price of Shogdu. First vice, you don't have to lose time to find it. It's the first vice. Mit nimalom rutsu yisrin mavi, shim hoyo leitan is psulim, hoyo mashkim li bezdin. In chinti no si dechal bishab. So Sunday should be just as good. Elo mipnation is sakin tzocho, kol yimeis ha-shabos, his kinu she yimei seya yisro, bevi. That's the bride. He's kino. It's a mitzvah. He cannot just get married without a real sudeh. He has to make it a real sudeh. And in Zman Chazal, so it wasn't, you know, like today. You just go to the hall and you arrange your wedding. So the chosen had to do everything. So it's not so simple. So he was told that before he gets married, he has to arrange for a substantial sudeh, for the orchid. Some melee substantial sudeh, so requires 3 days of work. Some melee on Sunday, he's not supposed to get married, because when could he prepare on Sunday? On Shabbos could he prepare? Some melee, he has to get married dafka on Wednesday, but not on Sunday. Because he's mechuyev to be matriach. Rav Yosef, while he was hollow, so he didn't know this vayse while he was hollow. But Itechsvoras Hatzne, you understood that there is an Indian in making a wedding with Bixen. Making a wedding without his Sude and making a wedding with a big Sude. He didn't know, he didn't remember why he was followed. He didn't remember the Braise of Shogdu, but Midas Atzme, he knew that there is a mitzvah of Shogdu. He didn't know at that moment that it's a mitzvah Yuvis, but he knew it's all a pochas mitzvah Yuvis. It's a mitzvah Yuvis. And now the question is this: if it's a mitzvah, now, Alibi the MS, it's a mitzvah Yuvis, not just a mitzvah Yuvis. So what kind of a mitzvah is it? Is it a mitzvah the normal mokim, or it's a mitzvah normal chaver? In other words, it's machuyev to make a good suda. It's a mitzvah rabbonim, normal mokim. Or it's a chiyuv, an obligation to the cow. It's an obligation to the cow. In other words, it's machuyev to beat a reyach, gimud yomi, in order to be misameh al the kale. She'll enjoy it. She has a big wedding, she'll enjoy it. What's nafkamini? Nafkamini, suppose the kali is male. Suppose the kali is male. She says, I'm not interested in any meals. Who needs it? Who needs it? We need a minion to get married, and that's all. Who has to give food to so many people? So, is he still mechuyev, or is not mechuyev? So the Ran mentions the name of Rav Yosef ibn Migash. This in the Gemara you don't have that Aleph. You have that base, but in the Rif you have that Aleph too. So it's that Aleph on the base in the Rav. Now, the third paragraph, Dibra Maschel Vudi Torah, She Torah Kvo Vitikin Torah Yisudi. So in other words, the Gemara says, suppose you're already prepared. I mean, before Shabbos. Today it's very easy, but even Bisman Agmore, it was not so easy, but it was possible. So without a freezer and without a frigidaire, it was possible. So you leave the food in a cellar, in a basement, so you preserve it. So suppose he was matriach himself, and he prepared all the food for all the guests before Shabbos, and he wants to have the nisuin take place on Sunday. So it's all right, the Gemara says. Because it is shall she torah kvo vudi torah kvo she torah kvo vitikin torah yisudin because of our other days for Yitzal the heirich edom achos lo yitarich nevi kamis nelo bile yisude ukri vikale amre vyisude kaifinole adi torich viovad sude lifikvei dei sude lifikvei dei ukvei do. So he says Aditorach v'ovit sude l'fichveidei uchveido. So he emphasizes l'fichveidei also, not only l'fichveido. And in Shikvetzes, you find many Rishani. Suppose it's the other way around. When the Kala says, I don't want a big wedding and a big sude for thousands of people. But the Chosu says, I want, you don't want, or I G.I. Zereikis, but I want. So is he entitled to say yes? So many Rishonim Shmuel say yes, and this is what Rabbi Yisrael Levi implies. He says, "Kai pinole adi torach viobid suvel lichrich veideyoch veidom." So we understand it's an obligation to the kale, like the chiyuv of Shiras in Amishte yesterday in Samir the kale. So it's an obligation to the Kali. So this is also an obligation to the Kali. But if you come today, that has nothing to do with the Kali. So the Rishonim say, because even the Kali is not interested, so then he's mechuyev. There is takonis chachamim that is mechuyev to make a kutsude in order to prevent from his shemra circulating against him, because people hear he makes you a ring and he's well to do and he doesn't even make a suda. So what will people say? He's a stingy guy, I mean, a terrible person. He doesn't care. But even though he doesn't care, the Chachamim only sakim, in order that people shouldn't be made tilas and shemra on him, that he's a terrible person, so even if it's on the country. So I'm sorry, so they say, so he does care, but she doesn't care. She doesn't care, so he's mechuyev. From the country, from the Rishonim it's mashma, suppose both are not makpid, then he's not mechuyev to make a suit. If he is not makpid and she is makpedes, then he's mechuyev. But if she's not makpedes and he is makpid, so he's mechuyev. But if neither he nor she is makpid, so then he's not mechuyev. So mele, there is a difference between Wednesday, even Ali with Emes, Ali with Maskone of the Gemara, that there is a mitzvah yubi of Shabbat. There is still a difference between getting married on any day, let's say Monday, other than Wednesday. Monday and Thursday and Tuesday and Friday on one hand and Sunday on the other. Even I live in Maskonov Gemara, that there is a misfit, because on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday, so even if both are willing to have the wedding, and it wasn't Torah before Shabbos, so he cannot have a wedding because of the Yisrael of Tanis Psulik, it's a Nisar Gomor, Tanis Chachon. But it's a Nisar Takanis Chachon. Mashe'inkin on Sunday. So true, it's also to get married if one of them is makpid. But if both are not makpid, so then you can get married. Because there are two timing. One time is to be misameach her, to accommodate her with a big sude, and the other to accommodate him. That the people shouldn't be made last, be made to shemra on him, that he's a stingy person. But if she says she's not interested, and he says, I'm not interested, and I don't care what people will say, I don't care, so then it's mentioned by Rishonim, and from the Lashon of the Rabbis in Migash, it's also much more like that. Then it's mutter. So even a little bit emes. So certainly in the Havamim of Rabbis, when he didn't even know of the mitzvah Yuvis of Shabbat, but in the Hasmorim, in the Asatzmei, he understood there is a mitzvah, kiyunis, so if he and she are willing to get married, so I'll leave it the MS, that there is a mitzvah, yuvis, but in the case where it's in Dashneim, they can get married. They can get married. So it makes sense as to why in the Havamim of Rav Yosef there was a distinction between getting married on Wednesday and getting married on Sunday. As far as the Yisrael of Tanis Psulim is concerned, so just as on Wednesday there is no Yisrael of Tanis Psulim, so on Sunday there is no Yisrael of Tanis Psulim either. On any other day, let's say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not allowed to get married. So naturally, he is mechuyev b'mzeinus. So he's not mechuyev b'mzeinus. If the deadline of Yuvais Chodesh takes place on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, so he's not required to give him mzeinus. to give them zimis. And what Wednesday? So he is mechuyer. He is allowed, and he is mechuyer. And if he doesn't, so he doesn't do his chiyuv. So mele is forced to give them zimis. Mashinkin on Sunday, even in the havamine of Rav Yitzchak, the chogdo was not a mitzvah chiyuv is, but a mitzvah chiyuv is. Rav Yosef in the Havamini understood that there is some mele, so he said that so he says with these shonim ki yasman bo yisu ikhlis mishale ve ikhlis tume yo khil ki yasman ve yakhod bishat ye mele lo mizene and they would be so you have mizeines. So why? Because true that there is a mitzvah yumis, and even mitzvah yumis, I'll be honest, even if there is a mitzvah yumis, but if they are both, if they both want, then he's allowed. But he doesn't want. Why doesn't he want? He's allowed. He doesn't want. He's interested in a big wedding. People should talk and pray to him. He made a big wedding. But Al-Pedin is not mechuyev to make it. So if he were to agree, and she certainly agrees because she wants to get married, and she says, if you don't marry me now, someday, then support me. And he says, no, I'm not marrying you Sunday, today, you'll wait till Wednesday, and I'm not going to support you. So Rav Yosef said, in the name of Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, that he doesn't have to give them zimis. Why not? He can if he wants. And she certainly wants. She wants to get married. And she says to him, Oi, nisoi si, oi paniseini. And he says, no, I don't want to marry you now because I want to have a big wedding, but I don't want to support you until Wednesday. So he cannot be forced to give them zimis. Why not? Because it seems there is a mitzvah. Of there is a mitzvah in making a big wedding. So mele, he has the schus to wait until he'll be able to be mikayim that mitzvah. Even according to the Havamina phrase, when he didn't know of the price of Shogdu, that it's a mitzvah for Yumis. But he knew the Cholapochus is a mitzvah for Yumis. So the Mele, since it's a big thing, to make a big wedding is a big thing, so he has his chus to postpone the wedding until Wednesday when he'll be able to have a big wedding and not be forced to give them zins. Makes sense? It makes sense. So then, Omar Rav Yosef, then when he recovered completely, so Rav Yosef said, Mored Avram, Toletanye v'loitanye, Heitanye v'heloitanye, Hotanye v'hotanye, Elo Toletanye v'inforeshtayne, Heitanye v'inforeshtayne. So what's the tanye? What's the tanye? In other words, he's, the whole ocean, the way he phrased it, Mitni ma'om, Rupsulam Yisrim, as a matter of fact, Rav Yosef, after he recovered completely, he didn't even argue over the wonders. Nothing. The wonders was not faulty. Because the wonders is very sound, even though he didn't know why he was hollow of the price in the sefer of Shogdu, that it's a mitzvah of making mitzvah. But he knew with Asar's name that it's a cholapochas mitzvah yumi. And if it's a mitzvah yumi, so maybe he should have his chus to postpone the wedding until you'll be able to make kind of mitzvah of making a big wedding instead of making a wedding without this. So he has that chus. Nothing wrong with that one. But he said that this is the reason as to why the Mishneh says psul and this is limovi the amunuli machamishi shemayim bishabes bodidin yeshvin bayori vimasheni uvi yemachamishi shimhoyo itanishim uvi yemashko itesni. So the The kasha was there is istira meniyo bein mishneh. On one hand, he says psul and yislim avi. Not on Thursday, not on Friday, not on Tuesday, not on Monday, not on Sunday either. And then he says shepamayim b'shabbes, but it didn't yesh in ba'yore v'mashayin v'chamishi. So why not on Sunday either? So the mishneh should say psul and yislim avi ubiyim. Ubiyim orishay. So he said, because there is a Mishneh of Igiyaz Mambalo Iniso. So Mele, the result is that if the deadline in the of the Lamed Yain takes place on his Sunday, so then he cannot be forced to give him his Enes. Nothing wrong with that argument. It's very sound. But to say that the Mishneh says Psula Nisa is Liyem of V, and because of that Svore, after all, it's a Chiddush. Nothing wrong with that Svore, but it's a Chiddush. I mean, it's not a Lucha, it's not a self evident word that goes without saying. It's Eil Adas. It's good wonders, it's sound wonders, but that the Mishneh should just by implication mention Sunisavri without explaining it. All the time, all the time. It's not Mistava. Oh, so then you reminded me. Eloit Nahochi. Omar Abdul Mashmuel. With me, Mahom, Sunisimavi. Shemotan Sulimo Yamashmuel doesn't know. With you know, say the Rabishavis, there's the price and deserve it. Tinosi bechod b'shabes, shimo yotan v'sulim o yomashkel ibezdin, shog de chachomat hakonet nis Yisroel, shitere abisude, shleish yomim, echod b'shabes, v'sheni b'shabes, u'shlishi b'shabes, u'vi'ovi koin so. V'ach shov sheshoninu shogdu. So, oi so sheshoninu, igi azman v'l'nisu, eichles mishalei v'eichles v'tchomo. V'eichles v'tchomo. So in other words, now that there is a price of Mifreshes, so you can understand as to why the Mishneh was silent and didn't spell it out, that the reason as to why Yimovi Davke, not Yimovi or Yimovishen, because Yimovishen is inconsistent with the other time of Shogdo, because Shogdo is mentioned explicitly in the price, but without the price. Why should the Mishneh just say Tzur Nislim Avi? Because of the Svore that there is certainly at least in Itzigimi. If there is a price in Fereshes, all right. But without the price, it wouldn't be reasonable for the Mishneh to say Tzur Nislim Avi and just mention that the reason is because Pamayim B'Shabbes. So then, from that point of view, it should be B'Imovi U'B'Imovi. But now that we have the Braise, which is a corollary to the Mishneh, so Mele, we can understand as to why the Mishneh says Tzur Nislim Avi Davke, not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, not Sunday. Why? So, the reason as to why not Thursday, not Friday, not Tuesday, not Monday, because of Tainis Psulim, and the reason as to why not Sunday either, because of the Braise. The Braise. Now let's see the Rashi. Hikiyazman, this is how the Ramban explained it. This is how the Ramban explained it in one lotion. Then the Ramban in the other lotion explains it in a similar vein, but one difference. You see, according to the first lotion, so Rabbi Yosef originally didn't know of the Braise of Shor. He didn't know. Then later on, when he recovered, he knew. According to the second Lashon Ramban, so even in the Hava Mine, he knew of the Din of Shor, that there is a mitzvah chiyuvis. And he was midayik that Din, that if the deadline of the Beis Chedesh of the Lamed Yain occurs on a Sunday, and he refuses to get married on Sunday, he says, he wants to wait till Wednesday, so then he cannot be forced to give a support. And Rav Yeise and Rabbi Yosef had the impression that Shmuel was midadiket, was midayik, and deduced it from the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Reish of the Mishnah says, Neis no ipslosh no sachedes mishetov mit leis no chachedes. Ul almono lamed yei. Lamed yei. Then it says, Igi azman lo inisu. So since it mentions Neis no ipslosh no sachedes ul almono lamed yei, it should say, Leachar ideis chedes, or Leachar zman. Leachar zman. So, Leachar zman, the lo inisei, Eich leis mishalei, Eich leis mishalei. Why does he say he gias man velonise? It's a fine deal, but the Ramban mentioned it. So why does it say he gias man velonise, not le achas man? You look at Avish Mugbetzes. So, as he said, so that means he uses not le achas man, he uses the expression, the Mishnah employs the expression he gias man velonise of Shlei, in other words, not just Lachas man, once the deadline has occurred, has taken place, the Yitveis Chedesh has expired, so then it's Echad Mishalei. No. Even if the deadline has occurred, it still does not necessarily mean that he can be forced to give her, to give him his Zeinus. Only if a certain Zman, the Gias man, the Zman that he was set aside for weddings to take place. That's the implication in the expression of Igiyazma. But everything else is the same way. The second Lashon in the Ramban. And then they say, Shemubeses, Rishonim say, that Rashi apparently explained the Gemara like the second Lashon in the Ramban. Let's go over every Lashon in Rashi. Hiki asman beloyise lechupo lekam miforeish shehiki habal. Eichu is mishalei shabal chayim zinesish tim takon es bezden pidlik hamo miterik naro ve'eichu is bitrumo im keinu vi bas Yisrael shakei machles ish bitrumo ki yalif in the king ki yikne nefesh lekach shoninu psulon yiseis lo yidiya שתקנס חכמים מהכפוסי מליכנס וניקפוס ושלהי. He's an honest, so he cannot be forced to give us support. מוריד אברום תם על דבר רבי ואומר מוריד אברום מה זה הויו לשמוע אלי מכה ואית שכל רבי יסי משוח התלמודי ותי על דבר פור שני תולס but he says Igiyazman, that means not just Lachar Yedei Shchedesh. Lachar Yedei Shchedesh does not necessarily mean that he can be forced to give us support, but only the Zman, the set Zman for weddings. When is the set Zman for weddings? Regularly. Dalet. Then he can be forced. But until that Zman of Dalet, the regular scheduled day for weddings of Ipsulot has arrived, he cannot be forced to give him this. That's that, like the Lashon Acher and Rambam. That's what Rishonim says to me. Lefichoch, cholo hu yishchol tzoyi, o yishepir sonido, in a mile of mizay. Now, the question is this. Lefichoch, in other words, since we see that where is miuket bitakonis chachomi, to get married, so he's not in Chuyev to give him Zeynes, because he's an honest B'tekan Eschachonim. So what difference does it make? Whether he's an honest B'tekan Eschachonim, or he's an honest because of other circumstances. Let's say he's sick, he can't get married, he's sick, he can't have the wedding. Halahu, Oshachol Sohi, how can he have the wedding? He's sick. That we understand. Oshapir Sonido in Manzinis. Why can't he get married if she's near? Many weddings take place when the woman is near. Now there is the Shittas HaRambam that Nisuyin is Natifis in Lira. All the other Rishonim are Chiddush. But the Shittas HaRambam means that Nisuyin is Natifis in Lira. Even though the need of Kedushin is Tefes. And that's according to everybody. Even Rav Akiva who says the Kedushin is Natifis B'chayiv Elavi. But Hakel Meidin by Nido, the Dushin is Tefes, even Rav Akiva, even Rav Shever, everybody is there. So Nido is in Zachores, but Dushin is Tefes. But Nisuyin, so most Rishonim say, just as Dushin is Tefes by Nido, so Nisuyin is also Tefes. But the Shittas HaRambam means that Nisuyin is not Tefes by Nido. So according to the Rambam, we understand the Gemara. Leficha holo hu shechol suhi, or shepir son yidon imayim zenes, because he's also an onus, because he cannot get married. And if he will, she will not be in Yisua anyway. But what's about the other Rishin? So the Ram mentions that this is the raya of some Rishinim, that Nisuyin is not possible by Nido. Otherwise, if it is possible, so why is it not? And then he mentions the Shittas HaRambam, not the Shite, the Rambam is not exactly there. Because the Rambam is similar to it. The Da'al Shem who say, Yeshemim, the Ram himself rejects it. And he says, Yeshemim, that Chupe means Yehud. Now, if Chupe means Yehud, so we can understand as to why he's an onus. Whether the Eved Nisuin is Tefes or not Tefes, but if Chupe consists of Yehud, and if the Kala is in there, then he's not allowed to be Nisyachid with her. That's the Aloche. In other words, once after Bilas Mitzvah, even if she's in Ide, so he's allowed to be Yachid, a special aloha. But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is a Nisa Yichud. But at the Raisa, the Rabbonon, there is a Nisa Yichud. Before Bilas Mitzvah. So, Mimelei. So, the Ram says that even if you assume that Chupe means Yichud, so then he's not allowed to have Nisuin while she's a Nisa. But the Eved, if he was Nisiach, he had a Chupe, so he had a Nisa. But the Nisuin is Tefes. And he's chilek on the Rambam. Even assuming that Chupe is Yehud, but the Eved, Nisuin is Tefes, because there's a machlekes in Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, in Yibomes, Daf Nubov, I think, whether Yesh Chupe Lipsulin or Yesh Chupe Lipsulin. There it has reference the case of Almoneh the King Godel or King Hedid the Grusha. Suppose and a King Godel was Nisei, made Nisuin in Almoneh, be Yisrael, or a King Hedid made Nisuin in the Grusha. So there is a machlek between Rav and Shmuel when Nisuin is Tefes or Nisuin is not Tefes. And we passed that Yesh Chupe Lipsulin. Yesh Chupe Lipsulin. So he says it's a kalachim of logic. If Almoneh the King Godel or Grusha the King Hedid, where she'll be asura to him all the time. Still the Eved, she's asura only for a short man, and then she'll be materis to him. So certainly it should be Davis. But the Rambam Shite is, it's not Davis. So, according to the Rambam Shite, we understand as to why the Gemara says we should pierce on either or something else. Because Nisun is not even Davis. And even if we don't accept the Rambam Shite, but we accept the Shite that Chupe means Yehud, so he's also an onus. True, he's Tefes the Eved, but how can we tell him, go ahead and do a Nisa? So, Lechatchila Yitzosa to be Nisiach and do the Kale, if the Kale is needed. Only after Bilas Mitzvah, so there is special Aloha of Suba Rashishani, But before Bilas Mitzvah, there is no heter of Suga Bashishanim, so then it's Oser. So Meir is an Onutz. He's only the Takanis Chachomim. Even if we say, not like the Rambam, that the Eved is safest, but the Ram himself, he says, not only is he Chilik and the Rambam, and he holds that the Eved Nisuin is safest in the Nido, but he says that Chuppe doesn't even consist of them. Chuppe consists of taking the color to his home. So Bishut Bible. So that is Chuppe. So there can be 1,000 people in his home if he brings the color to his home and he has a big celebration. So there is no Yichud. So according to the Ram, it's Chuppe. Chuppe is constituted. So then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say, Oishe Pirson Nido, he is not forced to give on his Eves, because it's an onus. What kind of an onus is it? He can bring it to his home and have many people there, not be Mishyachim, so he can be Neitzer. So the answer is, he's still considered an onus. Since he's not really Bio, so Mimele, he cannot be forced. So Mimele is considered a seed. He couldn't be Nasir. Even though Al-Pidin is allowed. But since he's not real Bio, so Mimele he cannot be forced. So he's like an onus, and he cannot be forced to give up his seed. This is what Aram says. V'ike di boy alo mi boy cholo hu ma'u hosom tamim ay mishim di onus v'achaname onis oi dilme hosem on it kandit kin le rabonon hocheloi. So according to the first lashon it's pshites that cholo cholo and chol, so he pierson nido, so he has the same din as iki azman on any day other than Wednesday. So just as over there when the deadline takes place on a Thursday, Friday, a Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, so he's an onus, he's not false. So cholo, in the case of cholo hu, chol so he, pirsonido is also not a pshit. According to the second version, it's not by, it's not so pshit. Vike boy let me boy a cholo hu mao, hosom tamme mai mishmi do onis, vachaname onis, oitulme hosom onis, yakande itkino le rabonon, hocheloi. Maybe cholohu only when he's an onus mitakonim, but if there is a physical anus, not a halachic anus, a legal anus, then he's mechuyev to give us a support. Even cholohu, cholsohi, pirsonido, and so on. Or not. V'im timtolim cholohu ma'ilom mizeines. So then we can say only when the anus is attributable to him, it's his fault, not his fault, I mean, in a mild sense, I mean, he's not to be penalized for it, but it's his fault, he became sick. But in the case where she became sick, so he is ready, so it's her fault, so then he cannot be false. I'm ready. You don't let me marry because of your handicap. So that's not my fault, because of your handicap, some male, why should I support you? It's your bad luck. You have to support me. It's your bad luck. You have to support me. Pearson either mao, bishas testo, loyalty boyalo. He cannot say it's your bad luck, after all, that's a natural thing. It's a natural thing. So it's your bad luck. So it's also a natural thing. Eichlis mishalei, the eichlis mitrumo, so loy nosu loy katan. If it said loy nosu, then who would be the subject? The man. since he says Nisu, lo Nisu, so the subject is not a man, but the woman. The Kala is the subject. So, Elo lo Nisu, that means that the Mniya is mitzad her. Heichadome. Idikom Akvininu, in other words, she is able to get married. But she just refuses. I want to wait another week and so on. So, if she's able, but she wants to postpone the wedding, how can she demand that he postpone the wedding at the same time he should support her? That's too much. If he is willing to marry her and she says, no, let's wait another few days, another few weeks, even though she's able to get married right now, why should he be forced to support her? Hello, love this in the sky garden. In other words, she's sick, she's in need or so on. You got ton of echelis mishalei, the echelis bitchume, on a rabash leil name aloch, kolun se loyach, ud kom akvinu. So when does he say echelis, when the mniyeh is mitzad him? So the question is, so you should say, loinosu, Loinisu has the connotation that the subject is the kale. Nisu means getting married. So, uvidin hudi boyoi misne loinosu. Why did it on a way shebidi? Because nesnu itzloshin was a chedes. So the subject in the reishe is the man, is the chosun. He has to give her a 12-month period or a 30-day period to get ready for the wedding. So here he also uses a loshin in which the subject, in other words, the subject is the kale, nationally psulo. So the subject is the kale, so here in the seife, the subject is also the kale. So this is points out, I mean, the Tane will, in order to have a parallelism, a parallel washing, in Asia, the Sefer will use on washing, that's unreasonable. So he says as follows, Nosu has the exclusive connotation that it has reference to the Chosu. Nosu means married. Who marries? Jiikach ulegi sikach. Jiikach ulegi sewakach. So the man marries. The woman doesn't marry. After all, we don't give recognition to the philosophy of the women lead movement. So Nosu has the exclusive connotation that it has reference to the man, to the host. Masha'inki Nisu, Nisu means getting married. So that can have reference to the cow gets married, when the host marries her, and the host, as a result of marrying the cow, also gets married. So he has the connotation for both. So it's not an incorrect usage. So Mimele, since it's not an incorrect usage, so because of its parallelism in the Lashon, so the Mishneh uses the Lashon of Nisu, but actually it has reference to the subject, the man. All right, now the Rashi. Now, start the thing. So, now, actually, if all the tastes had been of that caliber, of that nature, I wouldn't cover any tastes. But since it's only one tesis, in thousands of tesis, a tesis of dikduks, I'm not going to skip it just because it doesn't involve any lomdes, only questions of these difficult tesis. The tesis does not seem to be to accord with dikduk. Psulo hodli katone apsulo diktone oisho niknes haivomo niknes mishum dhoso makhokoe ki yikach ishisho. So Tesis kashi is atoy, you see. Tesis has a right to ask such kashis. I wouldn't appreciate it if any one of you would ask me such a kashi. But Tesis has a right to ask such a kashi, because Tesis was midasdeik and counted not only every word in the Gemara, but every letter, every ketzi shel yud in the Gemara. So Mimele, he has a right, and he tried to understand everything, so Tesis can be forgiven for asking these kashis too. But we cannot be forgiven. When I say you, I don't mean only you. I mean even the biggest daily. I mean, have no right to ask such questions. Tesis had a right to ask these questions. But we are not in the Madrege to ask such questions. So I don't want to have a shyness like that. So anyway, I'm not ready to give answers on such kashas. But Tesis has a right to ask such a kasha. All right? In other words, why does the Mishnah say, so and this is what you be? Not hak so and this is what you must be. Hak so and it's a kasha. Why? Because we find in certain Mishnahs that the Mishnah does use the hey idea. So why there the Mishnah uses the hey idea and here not? Hode gotan apsule gitan oishan ikneis, hayivoman ikneis, mishum dhosa makrokoye, ki yikach ishi isho. So that's why the Mishnah uses the hey idea hoishan ikneis, hey idea designates what? A certain person, a certain object, shulchan, any table, ha-shulchan, the table, a specific table, isho, any woman, ho-isho, specific woman, weak specific woman, weak specific women, sore, rifke, I mean, ochel, leye, I mean, which woman, a specific woman, ho-isho, the isho that is discussed in the parashim in the Torah, I mean, this address. And he says it. So that's why it uses the idea. So there is a reason as to why the Mishnah says, Hoish, which isho? The isho that is discussed in the parashim, he says it. Shundosama krokoye, tzikachish isho, hoisho aksuvo, vichina yivome, also in the parashim, he says it. Avroche likoyakro. He does not have reference to any specific psulo that is discussed in the Torah. So why use the hey idea? Behold, the Islamic comedy bush, however, differing, Afro Peter Zibikro, Kisik never differ, Mishundin Kane, Havli Misne, however, ho ivri, Shane Dabuk, Vinder Hashas Dabakay, Umil Gabish Visho, Redil Mokhovokin, Mishnez Behay. Aber gab ein Koya Krog, wo ich ein Schrocho, wo ich ein Samlo, wo ich Wadir als Nebinozi. So in other words, so Tesis says the reason is why. Here we understand this, why the hey idea is not used. Because the hey idea is generally used when, generally, there are exceptions, but generally it is used when the Mishnah refers to a certain person or object discussed in the Torah. But then the question, but here psula is not discussed at all, so it's not in respect to a specific psula, any psula. So he doesn't say ha psula in this sense, but psula don't make any difference, this psula, that psula, any psula. But the question is, in Dushin, Evedivri Nikne, there it has reference to the delivery in the center of Mishpati, Kisikne Vedivri, so it should say, Hoe Vedivri. So the answer is, because over there, if the Tanya were to use the hey idea, how would he have to say? He would have to say, Hoe Eved, Hoe Ivri. That's correct. And because Mishum Sheini Dovuk. So the implication being that if it had been Dovuk, if it had been Smichus, then he could use the expression however did. That's what the Masho says in this case. The Masho says in this case, because when the Torah says Kisik Nevedim, what does it mean Kisik Nevedim? It means an Eved who is a Yisrael, who is a Hebrew. That's what Eved means. But Dovuk would mean if it's in the possessive, if it's Gismichus, the Eved owned by a Hebrew. An Eved, a slave, a servant whose master is a Hebrew in the possessive. That's Dovuk. So the Masho explains Taisus. Taisus says, the whole Itnam Ferkamedush, however differing, even the Aval Peter Sibikor, and the Mishnah in discussing Evedivri has reference to which Evedivri. The Evedivri discussed in Mishpotim, so he should say, however differing. So he says, no, he couldn't say Evedivri, because the Evedivri discussed in Mishpotim is not Dovuk. It's not Mishpotim. Because Dovuk means possessive, genitive, possessive. An Eved shall live, that would be Dovuk. Eved shall live, owned by him. But the Torah discusses Kisik Nevedivri. It discusses an Eved who is himself in. So the Ivri is a tear, is an adjective. That's not Dovuk. Now, so one cloud is correct, the Masho says. When it's a tear, so if you want to use the hey idea for Itea, and you say Eved Ivri. So Eved is a noun, Ivri is an adjective. A Hebrew slave. If you want to use the hey idea, so then you have to say Ho Eved, Ho Ivri. Then it means the Hebrew slave. Eved Ivri means in English Hebrew slave, a Hebrew slave. This slave, that slave, a Hebrew slave, any Hebrew slave. Ho Eved Ho Ivri means a certain specific Eved, a certain specific Hebrew slave. Ho Eved Ho Ivri. Now, so the Mishneh, when the Torah says Mishpotim Kisik Eved Ivri, so it's not Bismichus, it's not Dovuk. So Ivri is an adjective, Zishimatea, it's not Bismichus, it's not Dovuk. So Mele, to use it with the idea, the Tana would say, however do Ivri nikle, that's not a derech to say, however do Ivri nikle. But the implication being, and the Masho pointed out, that if the Eved Ivri Mishpotim had been Dovuk, had meant the Eved Shel Ivri, then the idea would be proper by saying, Ho Eved Ivri. So the Rishash says, that's not correct. So the Rishash presents a complaint against the Masho. But the Masho is innocent. What does he want from Masho? It's not in accordance with Dibduk. But the Masho just explains what Taisles says. So the complaint should be directed against Taisles, not against the Masho. The Masho is completely innocent, the Masho. So, but the Rishash says that what the Masho says is not in accordance with Kloli Agdigdu. In accordance with the Kloli Agdigdu, so if you want to use the hey idea in respect to an adjective, let's say you want to say the Hebrew slave, then you have to say Ho Eved Ho. If you want to use the hey idea in respect to a double, to a smichus, to a possessive, in respect to Eved Shel Ivri, then you say it Eved Ho Ivri, not Ho Eved Ivri. So he says what Masho says is incorrect. But the Masho is innocent. A case says that. So that's Sosikashi against this. And it's not reasonable to assume that Taisves didn't know the that would be close to say that Taisves didn't know the Taisves. Better than the biggest valedictory in the world. today and even in the previous generation. So why is this the same? So I thought a lot about it, even though I mean it's not even my derech, you know, to spend time on such a basis. But since I have to give shiur, so I have to understand this. For myself, I wouldn't worry, you know, but for you, I have to worry even about the thesis that deals in dignity. So I think it can be explained in two ways. Now, what does the idea signify? A specific person, a specific object, same, a book, any book. But if you want to refer to a specific sefer, you say hasef, shulchan hasef, psulo hapsulo, isha hoish, eved hoish. Suppose you want to use the idea in respect to a slave belonging to him, the possessor, belonging to him. So then you might use three different expressions. Suppose you say, let's omit, bypass the use of the hey idea. But we'll use shall. Shall certainly has the connotation of possessing. So if you want to say, to express the idea of a slave of a Hebrew, any Hebrew, where the slave is any slave, you're not interested in referring to a particular slave. Any slave, whatever his name is, who cares? Any slave, any owner, any master. So how will you say it? You'll say Eved Chaliv in the possessive. You'll say Eved Chaliv. Suppose you say not Eved Chaliv, but you want to say Ho Eved Chaliv. That makes sense. If you say Ho Eved Chaliv, if you say Eved Chaliv, then you are talking of a slave, any slave, who is owned by a master. Not that the slave is a specific slave, nor is the master a specific master. Every chaliv, if you want to express the idea of a specific slave, but you don't want to express the idea of a specific master. Of course he has a specific master, but sometimes not, he might have 10 masters. But suppose you want to express the idea that a certain person is a specific slave of a master, then you would say Ho Eved Shalom. Suppose you want to express the idea of a master, then you say Ho Eved Shalom. Suppose you want to express the idea of a slave, any slave, but of a specific master, not a master. So then you say Eved Shalom. Someday, that is when you use the term shall. So don't have no problems. So you can say Eved Chaliv, then you are referring to any slave owned by any master, and you can use the expression or Eved Chaliv, then you are referring to a specific slave owned by any master, and you can use the expression Eved Chaliv, so then you are referring to any slave owned by a specific master. But suppose
Leon, Rami doesn't become English himself, so you want to minimize the number of words. So you want to eliminate the use of shall. Of shall. Suppose I mean you have to send a cable now, then you have to pay $5 for each letter. So then it serves your interest, you know, to minimize the use of words. So how can you express it? Eliminate the use of shall. So the reason that I think, in other words, if you want to say in shortened form, every charity you say, everything is yours. If you want to say, every shall holy, so then you will say, every holy. But suppose you want to say in Bismichus and not using shall. You don't want to use shall. You have a special purpose. Not using shall. But you want to express the same idea as that is contained in the expression of however shall even. So then, however evil would be the populism. So then it would have reference to a specific slave owned by any messenger. So Jesus is saying as follows. You see, when the Torah says the secret of Hebrew, the Torah does not use every Hebrew in the possessive, this means. But have the expression in Shpati of the secret of Hebrew been used, this means, so then it would have reference to what kind of a slave? Of a specific slave, I mean the specific slave that is discussed in Shvati, owned by any master, not by a specific master. So then the proper usage is, however evil. So this is the reason as to why the Rishash directs his arrows against Mashal. It's not fair. What does he want from Mashal? The Mashal is innocent. He should direct his arrows against Tesis. When so he is, Tesis must have every reason. You know that Rishash doesn't mention the Rishash in Tesis. But Tesis must have had a reason. But the Mashal spells it out in so many words. That if you use the spear, if you use the idea of the spear, then you always have to say, however Hebrew is not so. But Jesus is not going to help. Because Jesus means, he's saying here, it's true that the Mishnah intuition has reference to a specific other, but still the Mishnah couldn't say, even though it has reference to a specific Ebed discussed in Shpatim, but it's not Bismichus. So maybe the proper use of the whole idea would be heard of everything, and that's unusual, because it's not a, but had it been doubled, then in view of the fact that the Mishnah has reference to a specific Ebed, then the Mishnah would have reference to a specific Ebed, but not to a specific Master. So then the proper usage would really be, according to the Torah Hebrew, or the Hebrew, not Ebed Holivri. Ebed Holivri is the proper usage if you want to express any slave owned by a specific Master. But this is not what the Mishnah would have meant. The people in the Torah have been done. The truth is that the people in the Torah is not going to go together. So in the proper usage of the idea would be horrid at all. That's one way of explaining things. So the Rishash is right. The Mashal is inconsistent with what the Tesis is not inconsistent with what. So it's another way of explaining it. You know, in English, we have certain expressions. Let's say, non element. So you write non hyphen element. So non and animal so are considered part and parcel of one word. That's why there is a hyphen. So it's one word. Non-rational. A non-rational being. So you write non hyphen rational. Now, in the Torah we also have that. Of course, in the Torah we don't have hyphens, but we have the same thing. And the more we have it, the sukkah we go, I don't want to spend time on it. The sukkah is lo'chum. So lo'chum can be used sometimes, lo'chum, the words in Hebrew, and sometimes lo'chum, the Hebrew, lo'chum. No chum but hegdish. So that in Chosai are no chum allowed. So that it means, it doesn't mean not chum, it means non chum. So it's like with a hyphen. Non hyphen chum. So no chum is one word. That's ignoring God. But years ago, I saw a special sefer. I think that the Rav Yehuda Reuven, at the time his name was Fishman, he published it from a manuscript that he found at the Rambam, a chibur on the whole Torah, and maybe even a Yidushim. The Rambam himself pointed out, Ui Chimnes HaKidesh and Ui Chimnes HaKhe. No, it's not a new dinner. When the Sefer writes his Vator, so when he writes Parashat Bera Bikin, so he has to be Mechavi, Ishim Tushas Hashem. But when he writes Vinigash Bona Bais Arim, Chas Vishalom, he should be Mechavi, Ishim Tushas Hashem. When he writes the Sefer, Elikin is a Kaleh, so it's true that is expressive of the Yisrael against the Gavi, so it's Gilesh, but it's also expressive of the Yisrael of being the Kaleh Dayan, some of them, today they are known smooth, but in some of when we have it in some of now there is no possibility unless I come to the Rambam to Hachmeh, to Israel, all right. But otherwise, he doesn't have the Chaloshem Shem. So, the Midash Barabai is our new Israel, he is dying. And the king is Kalel as reference to Kadesh and to Hel. That's why Masifa writes the king in the king is Kalel, he has to be Chaloshem Shem, because it has to be shorty. Of course, the Rishis born the king, so it's Kadesh. The Yid of Rabbi Zerim is hell, so it shouldn't be Mechav and Shikirish Chasim Shor. Sometimes a Sotik occurs, where a certain Shem is Kiddish, or a certain Shem is hell, and the hell in Shvuz, but on Zion, but on Zion, there's a Mechavik is not only in respect to certain Shem is, or in Yid, it shouldn't be more than Kiddish, it's only Mechavik. Now, so I saw in that Rambam, that Chida, I saw it in the library here many years ago, here in Shemesh Pora, I think they still have it. I hope that they still have it. It's a remarkable thing. Harav Naiman, Harav Fishman, a remarkable thing. My father, Zechariah ben Zerachya, was so happy to look at it, you see, because you can see many other things.